I think young people have always felt a degree of stress when it comes to exams, of course, but we have seen a rise over the last 2 years with young people consistently telling us that they're struggling with pressures linked to academic achievement. And that doesn't necessarily mean that exams are getting harder, but it does suggest that they feel under more pressure. That could be to do with a tougher job market, pressure at home, a variety of reasons, but really important therefore that young people are aware that who they can contact for support and get that support when they most need it. What they're telling us through the counselling sessions is that pressure can lead to a feeling of obviously stress, depression, anxiety, and a real feeling of kind of low self-esteem when they're putting excessive pressure on themselves. Well, as much as you can, make sure that you can take regular breaks from revising. Perhaps do some exercise to reinvigorate yourself. Get some sleep, set yourself a good timetable, make sure you're having some sleep, and try to think positively, even if you don't feel like it, because a positive attitude really does help during revision. And just remember that everyone's different. Try not to compare yourself to your friends who might be revising in a slightly different way or on a different schedule. And if you need support, if you need help, do reach out. Speak to your parents or carer, someone important to you. And of course, Childline is always there should you need an extra bit of support, either by contacting us online or on our helpline, which is 0800 1111. Support from family and carers around that person that's suffering from exam stress is really fundamental. So it's really important that parents and carers can encourage the children to take those regular breaks, you know, eat well, exercise. Try not to put excessive pressure on your child, but help them to revise by leaving them in a space that's comfortable and productive for them to do so. And always, you know, just be there, be supportive to help alleviate their worries by having a chat to them when and if they need to.